The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
Hey, Nate. How's it going?
That's going better for me than for you, I guess. Not sure, but...
I mean, I look decent until you look at my face, right? Just so the listeners...
If you only look at me from the neck down, I'm awesome.
I look legit. I actually dressed up. By dressed up, I mean I put on clean clothes.
Sure.
And that's not basketball shorts. Actually, these jeans are clean, but... I'm beyond hungover.
Oh, okay. I see how it's going.
Well, can I defend my... No, tell me. Let's talk about your day, your weekend, because it's Monday, so
yeah.
You know, you had a weekend.
I did.
That's what people with big kids' jobs do. So let's talk about that, and then I'll go into why I'm so hungover, so no one thinks I'm not a professionally trained DJ. So...
Well, I mean, my weekend, now granted this is going to be a week old by the time you hear it, but I visited the state fair.
How was that? Oh.
Sweaty as balls.
Turkey leg? Bacon wrapped turkey leg?
I had turkey leg, not bacon wrapped.
Oh, was the turkey leg enough?
The turkey leg was way more than enough. I didn't even eat, I would be shocked if I ate 20% of it.
See, that's the thing. It's so big. That's why, like, my homegirl wants to go with a whole big group of friends. And I'm thinking, she wants to go just so, like, because every time she went, it was, like, a awkward date.
Yeah.
Whoever she was dating. But, like, she wants to go with a big group of friends. So it's kind of like, you know, we just go. It's like a friend thing. And I'm thinking in my head, like, we can sample.
Right.
And it's because of the turkey leg. But, like, I wasn't into the turkey leg. I was into the turkey leg, but not the bacon wrap. I hate bacon, but...
Well, let me give you a price point. The regular turkey leg is, I believe, $11, maybe $12. To wrap bacon around it brings the price up to $19.
So, if I bring my own bacon and just leave it out in the sun... Right. Isn't that what they do in Arizona? They leash it out in the car. Like, when I lived in Arizona, this girl, the lady I was living with, her daughter told me about how people would just leave, that's how they would bake cookies.
I don't know. I know Arizona is a strange land filled with lots of different types of people.
Not compared to fucking Florida, which
it's like, it's like Florida, but less humid. Yes.
But I saw this thing about Florida today on the news because, you know, I was up at fucking stupid o'clock and they were talking about sinkholes, how Florida was the number one place for sinkholes in the world.
Sinkhole de Mayo. Sorry, it's a terrible pun.
I liked it.
It's just a terrible
Dear
pun.
God, I'm still drunk. I'm not even hungover. I'm still drunk if I like that.
So I did that on Saturday, and then Sunday went to see Monty Python live almost. It was their final performance ever. It was live in London, and it was carried in theaters across the world. So I saw it here in Sacramento at the movie theater in Adomas. But it was at 11:30 a.m. because it was live in London.
Yay, London. I never got into my... Maybe it's because I never gave it a first shot. Because when Monty Python came out with, like, I want to say DVD set. Not VHS. When they came out with the DVD set, that's when VHS, like, movie stores were still alive.
Sure.
And the only reason I know this is because my parents had one. So, like, I never really got into it. But I know it's a classic and I need to. And people keep quoting and they look at me like I should respond. And I'm just like, sorry?
Well, I mean, you know, people have different tastes, and I was talking to somebody at work today, and she's like, she's Latina, and she's like, I never really got into them. They just always seem so foreign to me. I'm like, that's because they are. They're foreign to me too, by the way. Just because I'm white and speak English doesn't mean that people
is it that English accent? That's my Harry Potter. That's my attempt, you guys. I'm trying to sound like. Whenever I try to pretend to be English, everyone's like, you sound like a fucked up Harry Potter. I'm like, oh, I mean, that's the best you get. Like, I can't.
Well, and one of the members of Monty Python is American, too. So it was a good show. It was interesting. It was a stage show, so there was a lot of musicals, a lot more music than sketch, just because sketch requires so many set pieces. and moving them around. And it was a good show. I'm really glad I was able to see it because the guys in Monty Python, one of them passed away in the late 80s when he was 48. The ones that are left are between the ages of 71 and 75. So they're getting up there, and this was their final thing. They've been.
I was
doing
gonna
like
say,
a week.
I think they should have like quit by default.
Well, you know what they did for a long time, and this was sort of a come back and just put a bow on it sort of thing. And they did the shows in London, and that was the wrap. That was the last one was yesterday.
That's cute.
Or a week ago yesterday.
That's cute.
Yeah. So that was interesting. It was weird because they did. I'm trying to think how long they did. They did like an hour and, yeah, about an hour or so. And then they did an intermission. They did a 30-minute intermission.
The fuck?
Which
they're
is
like,
weird.
This is going to be a 2-hour event because I have 2 hours of material, but 30 minutes of that 2 hours.
Well,
is
an intermission
be.
At a theater event is not abnormal at all. I mean,
but for only an hour, isn't it like hour and a half or 2 hours in the intermission and then you finish it off?
No, it went, I went in, the whole thing was 2.5 hours plus the 30-minute intermission. So it started at 11:30, got out at 2:30.
Wait, where did you watch this?
At the movie theater in Natomas. Weren't you listening 3 minutes ago when I said that?
Did you say that? I thought you just said this thing was aired in London.
It was live in London.
Yeah, it was live, but then I didn't.
It was sent out live across the world, and you could see it in different movie theaters.
See, I think that's why I stopped listening, because I realized when you were like, yeah, it was sent out across the world, and I was like, I've never heard of this, so I'm going to let him have his spotlight.
You've never heard of broadcasting things across it?
Well, not at movie theaters. I thought you were at home, like, on your couch. So that's why I was like, so what you, like, that's cool. Like, it was, like, normal for me. Then I realized, as you were telling the story, I was like, well, shit, like, that doesn't sound like it was from his couch.
Yeah, it's not. In England and some countries, they did it on pay-per-view, so you could watch it at home.
Kind of like how people do fights here in the States.
Yeah, yeah, but this is, the company that does it is called Fathom Events, and they're the ones who do Riff Tracks Live, and they do a lot of sort of culture things, like Andrea Bocelli Live.
Oh, yeah, he's a thing. Wait, he's married to Celine Dion, right?
No.
Fuck, which one's married to Celine Dion?
No, Andrea Bocelli is one of the three tenors.
He's one of the big deals, like on his own. Fuck, man.
Yeah, he's kind of a big deal. So if you don't want to pay full like theater prices, but you want to see the big like Broadway or London shows, Fathom Events does them at movie theaters and charges anywhere from like Riff Tracks Live was I think $12. The Monty Python thing was $18.
Oh, I should do that, because, like, I was, I shouldn't say was past tense, but I am still, like, obsessed with Les Mis, because that was the first play I saw when I was a little kid, and it changed my life, because now I love musicals, my love for Glee came from watching Les Mis live.
Did I say Fathom? I think it's Fathom Events. I just looked it up. It's not Phantom. If I said Phantom, I'm sorry.
Fathom Events? Like
Fathom Events. Fathom Events. It is so they've got a lot of stuff of different cultural significance. Like they've got very important things, and they also have Sharknado 2.
What the fuck is Sharknado? Don't answer that. You know what?
Sharknado 2, the second one. Shark happens.
Just shut the fuck up.
It's you know what Sharknado is, right?
No.
Sharknado was a movie. It was a made-for-TV movie that was on the Sci-Fi Channel. And
you lost me at made-for-TV. Okay. Just stop.
No, wait. The idea was, here's the plot of the movie. There's a giant hurricane in the Pacific Ocean, and it then begets waterspouts, which pick up everything in the ocean, including large sharks, and throw them into Los Angeles. And Ian Ziering fights sharks in Los Angeles. And how this thing got big about a year ago was they put it on and nobody noticed it, you know, not much of anything. But then a few celebrities were flipping around and they're like, I'm watching this thing that is both awful and terrible all at once.
Those are my favorites.
And then it just sort of sprouted from there. And it was, it became a thing. It's like, oh yeah, this person tweeted this about this, and now I'm watching it, and it's ridiculous. It is possibly the worst movie ever.
So it's going to be my new favorite movie is what you're telling me.
It's really, really
bad.
I'm
notorious for liking really bad shit. Just TV shows, movies, anything in general. If it's so horrible that you just... It's like that ugly dog contest that they do where they're just like, the dogs are so ugly.
Right.
That you just like, they're cute. That's how I feel about entertainment. When it's... like, I appreciate... Like, the shit that's in the middle, I don't really like... But it has to be on the extremes. Like, if it's so bad that it might potentially be good, that's the shit that I like.
Well, there you go. You've encapsulated the whole thing. So
I'm watching that on my free time. Is that on Netflix? Can I do that? Because I
Sharknado is on Netflix.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect.
I'm pretty sure it
perfect.
Was.
It Who was, wants to watch it with me?
And Sharknado 2 is coming to the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, my dear God. You guys, I'm going to put those out there. I'm only saying this because no one ever hits me up about this. But if anyone wants to watch Sharknado 1 so we can go watch Sharknado 2 together, I would love that. I will, because I need new friends. I need...
Sharknado friends.
I need friends that appreciate me for who I am and
yes.
take me as I am. I think that's a song.
Does
Alicia Keys do that? I think Alicia Keys does that. I've been listening to sappy ass music, dude. Like,
have you?
I have a problem.
Well, I mean, there is that. Hold on. There is. Here you go.
Oh.
This has the lyric in it, too.
I see this makes me happy.
Little Brian Adams.
Yeah. Oh my God.
From
Can I
Robin
tell
Hood,
no,
Prince of Thieves.
Is this where this is from? Can I tell you where, like, the first time like I heard this song in a long while, because everyone knows this is one of the songs that's just a classic that everyone knows in the back of their mind, right? If you're born before like 92, you recognize this song. Right? We can agree with that?
Yeah, the song came out in 91.
So 92, we can recognize. Well, because I remember this song. I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, vaguely. Like, I never listened to this type of music, really. But I remember it. So, I was dating this girl. And we're sitting in the car. And, like, this was the hamster girl. So, if anyone see me do stand-up, this is the girl that, like, gave me a pet hamster as a breakup present. And, like, most lesbian relationships was very intense. And, like, we got very close in a short amount of time. Anyway, we were driving down and, like, being all cutesy and, like, holding hands, and she was driving. And then we're talking because, like, I was moving to Florida to play golf. And we were discussing, like, basically, like, the only way we could actually officially be together is, like, if I get my shit together and, like, she does her thing. And basically I was saying, like, you know, I'm going to try to expedite this golf. Expedite it more in the sense that I already wanted to be with her. Like, I wanted to, like, make millions of dollars or make enough money to, like, travel and be with her, like, fly back and forth.
Okay.
So we were talking, we were having this deep ass conversation on this shit. She turns on the radio, like, the radio was already on, but it was a commercial at that time when we were having the discussion, and then this song comes on.
Okay.
And it's like, because it's the whole, like, everything I do it for you kind of shit, you know? And I was like, she looks at me and I look at her and we just start busting up laughing. Like, it was like too perfect for the moment. It was like too cheesy. It was like made for TV shit.
Hold on. Let's listen to a little bit. So you started laughing at that, okay.
Because it was, like, super cheesy. And then, like, now every time I listen to the song, I'm like, well, fuck, I used to be in love. Like, that's how I used to think of the... Now that's how I think of the song, because it's like, damn, like, there was a moment where, like, I actually cared about another person more than I cared about myself. As romantic and sappy as that sounds.
You moved on from that.
I have, to a certain extent. You know what, like, it sucks, because I went through my, like, relationship puberty very late.
Okay.
And so, like, I'm going through that like immature, like that young phase where you're just like, fuck love, fuck everybody. I just want to be a player. I just want to sleep around, like all this shit. I should have said that on a podcast.
You said you went through a phase.
No, I'm still going through it. That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I shouldn't have corrected you. But it's one of those things. It's just like this song, like this is the only song I think I'll hear like for a good couple more years where I, like, I hear it and like my heart just melts and I'm like, I'm not a cold-hearted bitch because I did have feelings back then. But Bryan Adams, I feel like, just brings that out of people in general. Like, come on, listen to the lyrics, listen to the song.
Yeah.
Nate.
Oh.
I dedicate this song to you.
You know, the sad thing is this song came out in the 80s. Bryan Adams had a number of actual rock and roll songs. He was not, you know, just cheese guy playing romantic music. He had played guitar riffs.
I got my first real six string. Oh my god, I'm gonna just download every Bryan Adams song ever. I'm a new Bryan. I sound super white and feel super white by saying that, but.
And then there's this one, which is even better because it didn't get played to death.
No, it don't takes recognize a minute to this.
It's called Run to You. Takes a little while to kick in. But when it really kicks in,
it kicks in.
She says her love for me could never die.
That'd change if she ever found out about you. Oh, damn. See, I don't, this is the thing about music that I don't get. I understand that it's like, basically, it's tapping into the collective consciousness where we're like, we all like share certain emotions and all that bullshit. But at the same time, it's like they tap into that. But it's like a lot of the songs that are really big hits are like either like breakup songs, like fuck you, because everyone has their pride. But at the, then on the flip side of that, it goes into like the whole cheating aspect of it's like, you know, like. I think the only example I can come up with, like, immediate example is Fabulous's, like, oh, fuck. What, that song where he's, like, so, he did the remake of Tamia's song, So Into You, and he's, like, I'm really into you, but I have a wife, but I'm into both of you, and it's, like, people, like, love that shit. They love that shit. They love the whole, like, I'm in love with someone else, I'm in love with someone, but then I fall in love with someone else, and they just eat that shit up, which is why I have trust issues. Is that bad? Based on popular music, I have trust issues. That's the reason why I cannot be in a relationship, is because of fucking songs. You're not answering anything I just said.
Oh, no, I had to turn Bryan Adams up. Every now and then, you just have to do that.
Okay, wait a second. Wait, hold on. Have you ever cheated on anyone?
No.
You're a good dude.
No, I've not. I've never cheated on anybody.
Well, no, you're a good dude. That's great. This is the Bryan Adams theme, you guys. This is what we're. This is. I came in knowing I wanted to just listen to Bryan Adams.
Listen, nobody knows they want to listen to Bryan Adams, but you feel better now, right?
I'm still hungover.
Right.
But I still think I'm drunk. Like, you know that point where you're so hungover that like you might still be drunk. But the only difference is like how much you want to deal with people.
Yeah, your brain's in that same fog, but is the headache and the fog because is the fog because of the headache, because of the hangover, or is the fog because you're still drunk?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. But I think it might be a hangover because I'm just like, I don't want to deal with anyone. Like, I'd rather just sleep. Dude, I've been up since 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's a while.
That's a long, because we started recording this because at 6:35 because I'm a little late.
Yeah.
But
you've been up about 17 hours now.
Holy fuck, dude.
I just turned it to military time and did some math in my head.
Damn, dude. No, because I do military. I was supposed to meet up with this guy, but like I decided not to because I'm too tired. I can't socialize. I really can't.
What were you meeting up with a guy for?
We don't need to discuss that.
Oh, well, you brought it up.
I was meeting up with a potential friend.
Okay.
I told you I'm sad. I make stupid decisions when I'm sad.
That's fine.
Is that fine?
That's fine.
Is that normal?
Yeah,
when
I think
I grow
it is.
Out of the stupid stage? Because, like, I look back on, like, because I'm 26, so I look back on things and I'm like, I made a lot of stupid decisions then. I'm beyond that. I'm past that. And now that I'm making them again, I'm just kind of like, did I not learn? Like, when does that stop? When you're just like, hey, like, you just kind of learn to be healthier and respond to situations in a better way.
Well, I don't think there's a specific time. I think it's more when you pause and reflect on the things in your past that you made poor decisions about and ask yourself, am I making the same poor decision again that I made before, or is this different?
See, this is the problem with that. Like, the problem with me in reflection is that I'm way too good at bullshitting. Like, I can bullshit myself out of situations in the way that I think, because I will come up with the best. And I'm not going to say excuse, and I should say excuse, but I'm not going to say excuse. I come up with the best, like, rationale for why this is not the same situation. Hence, which is why I keep dating assholes.
Right.
And I keep, like, making the same mistakes when it comes to dating, because I'm, like, always, like, I'm that girl that's, like, I can change this person, or I can...
Oh, so you're every girl.
Oh, fuck. I think after a certain age, like, girls, every girl that I've talked to, because most of my friends are older, right? So I talk to them, and they're just, like, you grow out of that. Like, eventually you want a nice person. Like, it happens. Like, you just settle for the nice person. And I hate that we're settling, but that's what happens. And I don't want to settle.
I think settling is the wrong word.
Settling is the wrong word. What would you use?
I think it's be smart enough to understand what's good for us, as opposed
Isn't that settling?
No, it's not. It's not. It's like, I'm going to make a meal. You're an athlete. I'm sitting down and I'm going to make a meal. I can take some lean proteins and some healthy whole grains and maybe some fresh vegetables, and I can make a good meal that will fuel me. It'll be good for me. It'll be the best thing for me. Or I can go get some ribs with a bunch of barbecue sauce slathered on them and a bunch of other stuff, because that tastes good right now.
Oh, okay. So it's being able to make the distinction between, like, instant gratification and, like, real gratification.
Yeah, because what you're chasing is the thrill. And when you're chasing the thrill goes away after a very short period of time. And then you're left with, oh, that was thrilling, and now it's just kind of annoying. Because riding a roller coaster is thrilling. Riding a roller coaster for more than, you know, 3 minutes at a time would start to get really fucking irritating.
See, I'm so glad I discussed this with you, because that analogy makes way more fucking sense than the shit that I've been playing in my head.
Yeah, well, you're 26.
Oh, God, I hate that you said that to me.
Well.
Because it's like, I think that I'm old enough to make smart decisions or make better analogies for myself at 26. But then hearing that, I'm just like, nope, I got a long way to go, and it sucks. It really does. Wait, okay, so just so everyone knows that I'm not a fucking alcoholic,
right.
This is what happened. I've been up since 2 a.m. because I had work from 3 to 11:30. Turned out I had work from 3 to 12, and 30 minutes does not sound like a long time, but it does when you are fucking exhausted. So, I worked from 3 to 12, right? And I was already dead set on just like, fuck it, I'm going to go home, I'm going to sit in my backyard, I'm going to tan, I'm going to read a book, and I'm going to drink. Like, just have a couple glasses of champagne because I'm classy.
I saw that post on social media, yes.
Yes. So, if you're on social media, you know that that turned into a bad idea. So, I ended up going to Total Wine. I got a bottle, and I had... There's this one champagne that I like because my friend drinks it, and it's really good, and I know, like, what champagne I like. But because I had to go to the chill section because I did not want to wait for that shit to get cold. So, I went over and had to make an executive decision. I got a bottle, went home. I ended up sitting in my backyard, tanning, and drinking a whole bottle of wine, straight, not wine, champagne, to myself, without realizing it. And then I took a nap, because I was like, I have a podcast today, I should be responsible. I took a nap, woke up, and was like, oh, fuck. I think I'm still drunk.
The post reads, from 5 hours ago, sun, bottle of champagne, book, Sam Smith. Because I've been up since 2 and just got off work and have a few hours to relax. Yes, I'm drinking straight from the bottle because just opening it was a workout.
Dude, not gonna lie though, my chest has been coming in. I walked by the mirror this morning and I was like, I kind of flex lightweight. Every time I walk by the mirror, it's like, you know, I want to see some progress. So I flex lightweight and like I was like, damn, my triceps are coming in from carrying all those fucking shoe boxes. So, yes, I fucking deserved it. And I just made a poor decision because I was so fucking tired. Because, like, so in my defense, I the other day, wait, let's say Saturday, I worked 5 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, I worked 11 to 7. And then I had to be back at work from 3 a.m. to now, to 12 p.m.
Okay.
So I am not very fun. This is like the close. Those few hours that I had are the closest thing I have to a day off until Friday. And Friday, I'm hanging out with a friend. So it's kind of like I'm just, I apologize for being this fucked up is what I'm saying. It happens.
So what we've learned today is
Diana does not have a drinking problem.
Using the term settling is the wrong term.
Yes.
We've also learned that if you're going to drink during the day, making deep philosophical statements, probably not the best idea afterward. And we've learned that Diana had not heard of Sharknado.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. Oh, my God. So I need a date. And by a date, I mean anyone that's down, because it's not going to be when I say date, it's not a solo thing, but or duet or whatever. But Fluffy has a movie. Gabriel Iglesias has a movie coming out July 25th. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to catch the midnight showing depending on my shift. So that's this Friday, I think. This Friday, Saturday.
It is coming up very, very soon. So
if anyone is down, hit me or Nate up. And I'm going to try to make this a podcast outing. But you're going to have to listen to the Nate Darling Show on Wednesday to figure out if I convinced them or not. Because I will make that the whole topic of the show until I convince them. But maybe not, because Christiana is back. And then she's a better lawyer than I am, obviously.
Mm, it's true. She is a better lawyer than you are. I cannot argue with that logic. You can contact Diana on Twitter. It's at Bitches Preach. I am at Nate Darling. And to support the show, if you're going to shop Amazon, go to NateDarlingShow.com. Click the Shop Amazon tab and go to town. Buy yourself something nice. It helps support the show. It does not cost you anything extra. And we do appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening. New Well Hung podcast again next Monday. New Nate Darling shows every Wednesday and Friday right here on NateDarlingShow.com. Until then, enjoy more Bryan Adams because he makes you smile.